stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. We begin with the U.S. presidential race, where anticipation and possibly pressure is building ahead of Sunday night's debate between the Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Their second of three debates comes as a defiant Trump is vowing to stay in the race for the White House, even as key Republicans are demanding that he drop out of the contest after a 2005 tape recorded him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump advisor, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, says Trump is ready for tonight's debate.
He's as prepared as he's ever been, and he's all ready for the debate tonight. And he's obviously, feels very bad about what he said. He's apologized for it. He'd probably do it again. But what he'd like to do is move on to the issues that are facing the American people. And they only have a few more days to kind of think about it.
Trump's rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, has yet to make a public statement on Trump's self-proclaimed sexual exploits and is poised to confront him at tonight's debate in the Midwestern city of St. Louis, Missouri. VOA will have live coverage beginning at 9 p.m. Washington time and 1 hour Universal time tomorrow. Check out our website at voanews.com for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. Haiti is observing 3 days of national mourning for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which raced through the Caribbean and up the U.S. Atlantic coast this week, killing nearly 1,000 people, most of them in Haiti. At last note, Matthew, which has weakened to a tropical cyclone, was 100 kilometers off the U.S. coast, moving slowly out into the Atlantic in a twisting path, taking it well east of any populated areas. This is VOA News.